said over this morning, after the other Peleites here, a set of words from the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer's yard site was today. I figured it's kedai. Typically, I try not to repeat from one venue to the other, especially today with the advent of recordings. So people say, I heard it three times. Well, you didn't come to all three shiurim. How am I supposed to know? For Lamaisa, for the Olam, the Thursday night Olam, and the Olam that watches on the video, the Torah Anytime, is a golden of art from Chassam Sofer, Rabbi Say. Such a beautiful golden of art. So I'm going to repeat it. It's a word that I never heard anybody else say b'shmoy. It's in Chassam Sofer al HaTorah. When I showed this word to Rishu last year, he had such hanah. After he looked at it again and again, two or three times, and says, ah, Eret Kahat Azal lichtige kap. He was so nespoiled, such a beautiful word. In Pasuk steht,
the Torah's much, the original?
One of the two, I'm not sure. There are two different versions. They're both incorporated from Ksatya. In Pasuk steht, after Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas, Vayomer Hashem Elokim, Hein ha'Adam hoya ka'achad mimenu. Adam, behold, he's like one of us. Lodas toivara. Va'ato pen yishlach yodai. V'lokach gam me'etz ha'chayim v'ochal v'chay lo'olam. Maybe Adam is going to stretch out his hand. He's going to take from the etz ha'chayim and he'll live forever. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? By shalcheyu Hashem alaykim migan Eden. Hashem chased him out of Gan Eden. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam was concerned Adam is going to eat from the etz ha'chayim. Zot Rashi, Ochal b'chay l'olam, Mishayichya l'olam, Koroy v'hatoy sabriyas achrov, V'loymar afu eloya. He's going to say he's a god. People are going to make a mistake. They're going to think they're going to make an avodah zarah out of him. Because of that, we have to send him out of Gan Eden. As I state in pasuk, Frektich sam sefer aposhet akasha. This is why Adam had to be sent out of Gan Eden. Because maybe he'll eat from the Eitz HaChayim and he'll live forever. He should be thrown out of Gan Eden because he ate from the Eitz HaDas. He wasn't supposed to eat from the Eitz HaDas. And if he ate from the Eitz HaDas, he's supposed to die. So send him out of Gan Eden. He deserves to go. Throw him out. That's why he should be leaving Gan Eden. You do an Aveira, the greatest, arguably, the most consequential Aveira in history. Goodbye, Charlie. If that was his nickname. Go. What are you doing here? Maybe he'll eat from the Eitz HaChayim. That's the reason. Zoktich Sam Sofer, incredible. In Ramban state, that before Adam ate from the Eitz HaDas, anything he ate was nivla be'evorov. Got absorbed in his body, like mon, like Klal Yisrael in the Mikvah. It was a mazon ruchni. After Adam ate from the Eitz HaDas, everything fundamentally changed. He underwent a metamorphosis. And Adam, all of a sudden, had ruchni and gashmi in him. And now, Zakhtar Ramban, he had to go, he had to relieve himself. Not allowed to relieve yourself in Gan Eden. They build big, beautiful estates in Gan Eden, but there were no outhouses in Gan Eden. Amakam Ashura Sashchina, not in Gan Eden. You have to be Yotza Chutz L'machana. B'chir B'yotza, B'yoshavta, B'chisisa Se'asecha, go outside. Zakhtar Sam Sofer, Adam Arishan, after he ate from the Eitz HaDas, would have had to leave Gan Eden anyhow to relieve himself. Were it not for the concern that Adam would eat from the Eitz HaChayim, v'ochal v'chay lo'olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have let him stay until he had to leave on his own. Once he would have left on his own, the Rebbeinu Shem would have closed the door and said, you can't come back. But it would have been without bizoyin, without being mevazeh. Val mekenisht mevazeh zayin amensh. Zot d'chsam sefer only due to the concern that Adam would eat from the Eitz HaChayim and he'll negatively impact everyone else in the world. He'll be a mesis umeidiach es acherim. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam Kaviyachol was forced to throw him out of Gan Eden, although it entailed bizyonis. Without that concern, he could have done the gresta avera in the veld, literally. Aval ein levazoisei. You don't throw him out. You let him go. He goes with his dignity intact. He goes out. He closes the door and he finds the door locked. And that's why the pasuk says, only else the concern that he would eat from the Eitz HaChayim. Only else that concern, the Rebbeinu Shem threw him out of Gan Eden. I remember in yeshiva, there was a bacher who did something that warranted being thrown out of yeshiva. Reb Shmuel and Reb Elia did not take throwing a bacher out of yeshiva lightly. Shiva told me that from the few times that he was maskim to allow a bacher to be sent away from yeshiva, he said he felt a personal achrayus to get them into another yeshiva and to see them through life through shidduchim. An achrayus when another god. That's what he told me. The Shiva told me, he said, even in a time where there was a tzairich, as much as possible, the policy was he stays in yeshiva till the end of his man, and the next man he doesn't come back. And the only exception was if he's negatively impacting other bachrim. He's having a negative roishem af andere, a mesis umeidiach es acherim, then there's no choice. Rabbeisai, we live in a world where people are so quick to condemn. People are so quick to judge. And people are so quick to denigrate. Medaf makbid zayin af kovod ha'adam. We need to be makbid on people's dignity, even when somebody makes a mistake. Medaf makir zayin. Adam did an aveira which changed the course of the world forever. And who was the bazayin from? His wife was going with him. Who was the bazayin from? His wife was going with him. The animals. Who was the bazayin from? Mevesenisht. But it's to teach us how makbid we have to be. Nisht mevaze zayin nocheinu. Not to be mevaze somebody else. Even a choyte. Even a mematzav where he deserves it. So many times people say, oh, he deserves it. Maybe he deserves it. And that's why the Rebbeinu Shel Olam refused to send Adam out of Gan Eden, besides for the cheshbin of the ochal v'chay le'olam, the yovay lahatris es acherim, the loymer shu'olayha, a good Shabbos, everybody.